Thanks for tuning in to News Radio KMAN. I am Derek Simmons, and we are talking to Pottawatomie County Clerk Nancy McCarter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you somewhat recently filed to run for the county commission. When did you file for that position?
That was back in July 2nd.
What district are you running for?
District 2.
And you will be also running against current Commissioner Pat Wexelman. Is that correct?
That's correct. He would be the incumbent. Mm-hmm.
All right. So before we get into your candidacy and your experience, I'd like to give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit as a person. So if you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about your family life and your time in Pottawatomie County.
Well, I moved to Pottawatomie County as a teenager. My parents moved out here, and I finished high school at Wamego High School, and I married my husband, Lyle McCarter, and we've been married for over 44 years. We've always lived in Wamego. His dad and him were farmers here. We have two sons. They both have wonderful wives, and I have two super fun grandsons. I've lived here for 46 years. My husband was born and raised here. It's been a great community to live in.
What part of Pottawatomie County do you currently live in?
Wamego Township, just west of Wamego on Military Trail Road.
You are currently the county clerk. How long have you held that position?
I've been the county clerk since June of 2011. I actually was hired to the clerk's office in 1998 to fill in for somebody on maternity leave, and they decided that they wanted to keep me. So at that point, I took over their payroll and HR position for 12 years and then became the deputy clerk in 2005. And then upon the clerk's retirement, I was appointed to take her position in 2011. So I've been with the county for almost 22 years.
What have your responsibilities been as the county clerk?
Well, the county clerk actually has over 1,000 times that position is outlined in the Kansas statute. We are the commissioner's secretary. We maintain the official minutes and everything like that. We maintain the contracts and stuff for the commissioners. We are responsible for setting and working with all the budgets from different municipalities, cities, schools, etc. We file state abstracts with the Kansas Property Valuation Division after the levies and everything are set. And obviously, we're in charge of all voter registration and processes for elections. Kind of a short summary.
What prompted you to run for commission?
A few years ago, I made a promise that when I was going to retire as a clerk, I would run for county commissioner. So I guess I'm standing by my word, and I filed for county commissioner, and we'll see if the voters want me in there.
How do you think your experience as county clerk and the other positions that you've held before holding that position will translate to being a county commissioner?
Well, I sit in with the county commissioners every Monday. I know what their responsibilities are. I know what their powers as a commissioner are. You know, they're to maintain the roads and the property of the county and take care of their personnel and waste disposal. I just know the role of the county commissioner as I've sat in with them since 2011, and I am their secretary. So I do know their responsibilities and the current issues of the county. I'm very familiar with all of them.
So given your familiarity with the issues that go on in Pottawatomie County and the different responsibilities that county commissioners have, what are some key issues that you will attempt to address if you are elected as county commissioner?
A key issue is maintaining and attracting good staff. You can't deliver good county services without keeping good staff. We have good staff, but we have a lot of turnover, and I think we need to address that maybe with some better policies. And I know the current administration is working on that, but that's something that needs to continue to be reviewed and pushed into. And, you know, of course, we have the Bellevue Bridge. That needs resolved. I know that we're working with Waubonsie County on that right now, trying to see if we can get a grant. That's a very expensive project, and without a grant, I don't know how we as a county can support that bridge. So I'm hoping that that grant goes through and we can get that bridge up and going safely.
Obviously, one of the bigger ongoing issues is the COVID-19 pandemic. I guess if you don't really know about that issue, you're somewhat living under a rock at this point.
That's true.
So in general, how do you feel about the county's overall response to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, first of all, our county has been very, very blessed that we have kept our numbers down. And I give thanks to the community for helping us with that. I think our commissioners have been very proactive in it, and our health department has been doing the best she can do as far as educating the people. I think the county, as well as the state, federal, have all done as much as they know to do with this mystery virus.
This issue, along with almost any other issue that the commission addresses, is sort of it's a balancing act between the commission making decisions and allocating responsibilities to department heads, whether it's the Public Works Department or the Health Department or Emergency Management Department. How do you feel the commission has done so far in performing that balancing act?
Well, you know, of course, government, you have to be transparent. And they've been meeting every Wednesday and Thursday, which you probably are aware of. And they've been doing it via Zoom and getting weekly updates from the emergency service department and asking any department to call in if they have any concerns or questions. And they're doing the best they can in light of the circumstances. I don't know what I would have done different if I would have been a commissioner. I think they're doing the best they can, just like the rest of the people in the country.
It's also no secret that the commissioners don't always see eye to eye on every issue. I mean, it's going to be that way in any government body. What would your approach be in a situation where you and one or possibly two other commissioners don't agree on a particular issue?
And that's where your vote comes in. You can agree to disagree. It doesn't need to be a fight. You're representing the people of the county. And if your constituents and if you yourself feel like you should vote no on an issue, then you should vote no. There doesn't always have to be a unanimous decision. And that's why we have three commissioners. And it's okay to vote no if you disagree with it. If you don't have all the facts and you don't feel in your heart this is something that should be voted yes on, then you should vote no.
So on the topic of voting, how do you feel about mail-in ballots versus in-person voting? Because obviously, as the county clerk, you know all about elections and voting and methods of submitting a vote. And with the ongoing pandemic, the issue of whether people should be allowed to vote in person has been somewhat of a hot topic. Your input on that?
We are currently going to be mailing all of our voters a letter and an application. If they are not comfortable going to the polling places, they can fill out the application and mail it to me, and we will mail them a ballot. If they are comfortable going to the polling places, they're going to be open. I'm going to leave that up to the voters. Obviously, the Secretary of State is the final decision on that. But I'm going to encourage advance voting for the safety of my voters, especially if you're in that age category where you're prone or susceptible to the virus, then I encourage them to vote at home. But we will also have masks, hand sanitizer. Each voter is going to actually have their own pen to vote with and take home. And we've always had paper ballots, so the touching isn't an issue with like a touchscreen machine. I know in Pottawatomie County, all the votes are counted, all the votes are secure. I think we do an excellent job here. It's not broke. Don't fix it.
So you mentioned government transparency earlier. I guess two questions. Do you believe the government has an obligation to be as transparent as possible? And do you believe there is more the commission can be doing to make their meetings more accessible to the public since their meetings are not accessible in person right now?
Absolutely. Transparency is it. A lot of people don't understand the whole open government rule, so we need to educate and teach them that it's an open meeting. And obviously, they can't come to the meeting now in person because of the restrictions, but we're doing it via Zoom. I would like to see us go live feed so people at home can watch it anytime they want, whether they can't be there or not, or even the evenings when they get home from work. If they want to go ahead and watch the commissioner meeting after the fact, that's transparency.
So by live feed, do you mean a video feed?
Yes. We visited some time ago under the commission of Mr. Aldenhoffen, and that subject died. But I would like to bring that back to the table. I think that would be moving with the times. That's just the world we're in now. We have the capability to do that, so why aren't we doing that?
So basically, while the meeting is happening, you would want people to be able to watch it, whether it's on Pottawatomie County's website or another
Facebook, whatever. Yeah.
And then,
I mean, I would miss you coming up, but, you know.
No, I'd still be there. I'd still
okay,
be there.
Okay, good.
One last question. Obviously, a lot of politics and a lot of decision-making in government always comes back down to money and the budget and where certain projects fit into that budget. How do you feel the commission's overall approach to their budget and spending money on projects has been the past couple of years and really since your time being clerk?
I think we're getting on track with more transparency in our budget, especially in the CIP fund. I think we've lacked on clear direction on that, and I know our current administrator is working diligently on getting a clear CIP plan. And as far as budgets go, I would like to see the departments come into the commissioners and actually present their budget and go over it in detail instead of just being handed, here's the budget. I want them to go through that budget. I want them to call in people and outline their budget. And if it's approved in the budget, why do you make them come back later and get approval for a fire truck if it's already been approved and it's in their budget? So there's a little repetitious stuff there. It needs to be approved and clear up front before they approve that budget.
What are some qualifying factors you would look at when deciding whether a project is worth spending money on?
There's a lot of stuff there, depending on the project. A road improvement, for instance. If I had the right data, what's the traffic count, accidents that's probably happened on the road, benefits, you know, what would it bring to the county to improve this specific road? Or even, let's pick on the courthouse. That's a hot topic. What do we do with the courthouse? Why don't we have permanent commissioner chambers? Why can't we use the courthouse for that? We need to get things moving instead of waiting and waiting and waiting for something to fall from heaven to fix the courthouse up or tear it down. I think we have a building there. Let's use it.
All right. I think that's all I have for you. Is there anything else you would like to say to listeners? Anything you would like them to know about yourself or your stances on certain issues?
No, I just say no county business. I've been in it. I think I could serve as a commissioner very well, and we'll see what the voters say.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Once again, that was Nancy McCarter, current Pottawatomie County Clerk, who will be running for county commission later this year. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.